Some words from the Buddha. Better than 1,000 useless words is one useful word. When hearing it, you attain peace. Though one may conquer 1,000 times, 1,000 men in battles, yet he indeed is the victorious one who conquers himself. Self-conquest is far better than conquest of others. Not even a god, an angel, can turn into defeat the victory of a person who is self-subdued and his own master, ever restrained in his conduct. Though for 100 years one should tend the sacrificial fire in the forest or in the holy temples, yet if only for one moment one should worship those perfect ones, the masters, that worship is indeed better than the century of any sacrifice. Better it is to live one day virtuous and meditative than to live 100 years immoral and uncontrolled. Better it is to live one day wise and meditative than to live 100 years foolish and uncontrolled. Better it is to live one day focused and resolute than to live 100 years sluggish and dissipated. Better it is to live one day seeing the deathless, seeing the real, than to live 100 years without ever seeing the real. Better it is to live one day seeing the supreme truth than to live 100 years without ever seeing the supreme truth. That is what meditation can do, that you have a glimpse into the real. And Buddha says better to just live one day like that than a whole life of unconsciousness. And that is what is normal. People have no idea about their own true self, their own inner peace. They might know everything about everything else in the world. So in a way, it's useless. It's a waste of life. But that's how it is, because how to find truth, how to find the peace, that is only by going in. And who does that? Sweet Babaji, my lovely master, today's satsang was very, very deep. People just heard you pushing me once, but we both know that you have thrown a fucking cold water on me with ice cubes. It really, really hurt my ego. But I'm very thankful for your direct answer and indirect answer. I can see that I need to find my so wished for happiness and connection inside of me, not to look to someone to approve my egoistic feelings, but to find inside me that inner joy, to complain less and start allowing myself to rest in my heart, putting the victim aside and facing myself. Thank you for shaking me. With much love, Chameli. I'm still shaking after that kind slap. That was crazy. Where's Chameli? Hoo-hoo. You're smiling now. That's a good sign. It really, really hurt my ego. That's the thing, that sometimes I'm holding myself back because you cannot take the truth. Because it will hurt your ego. And if your ego is too fatty, then it will hurt more. So it's a very subtle thing there, that people have to be ready to get a little dose of the truth, because you are protected. You're protecting yourself from the truth, from reality. That is what is called the ego. You have your own little private ego world. And then when truth comes, which is very, 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 very seldom does in your life, then you go into shock or you feel hurt. It really, really hurt my ego. But you won't be happy and you won't be yourself before you have transcended this so-called ego. That is the dilemma. But you don't have that understanding yet of yourself. You only know the ego. So everything that I'm saying, your ego will take it. And that's why it's so many layers between you and me. And the work for a disciple is to start removing those layers, which you can only do if you have the understanding that you don't want to be a slave of the ego. So if you haven't come to that place in your own consciousness, in your own understanding, then it's very difficult. Everything I will say will be misunderstood because you want it in your own way. But it seems like it's your day, Chameli, and you've been waiting for it. And you've been begging me to shake you. So many letters you've been writing, begging me in so many ways. And I had waited till the right time. And it seems like now is the right time for some reason. Hmm? So I will speak some truth to you. And of course, it's not only you, because many people have this. In one letter you say, I feel like I'm getting more and more in tune, and suddenly I see how much pain and sorrow I'm carrying with me, how the trauma hit me, and how I'm simply giving up on everything. Yes. That's the thing, you have to start seeing where you are. And when you come, then you just wanted to be patted on your head, which you have been done your whole life. Your whole life. People just been patting you. And this is the problem also, that many children, they don't get any limits on structure from the parents. It's always just patting on the head. So then they don't know real how life is. They're always protected. So when reality will hit you, it will be very shocking. And that's what you've been doing. You've been begging more and more. So, I feel like I'm getting more and more in tune, and suddenly I see how much pain and sorrow I'm carrying with me, how the trauma hit me, and how I'm simply giving up on everything. Yes. This is what you have to see. And I say again and again, it's hard to face yourself. You have to make an effort. If you haven't come to that place, if you are sitting in the mud and you can hardly move, you need an effort to get out of the mud. But instead, you say, it's okay here. I'm still alive. I feel so impotent, so fragile. But for the first time, you are what I'm longing for. I just want to know myself, just want to grow in love and in happiness. Even if I have to go through some pain. Pain is... growth is pain, because you have to transform. You have to leave the old, and you only know the old. And you are longing for the new, but you don't have the courage or the insight that you will stake everything to get the new you. And that's why it's difficult for you. Please give me some courage to be the happiest person on the earth. No, you want to go from the saddest person on the earth to the happiest person on the earth. Why not in between? Why not get used to just a little happiness? The happiest person. From one opposite to the other. And again, give me the... Why should I? Can't you give yourself that understanding, that courage? Even that you are putting on me. I want to come closer to you so I can see myself. As someone who is being well cared for and guarded. You are by my side. You want me to be happy. And feeling that someone like you wants to take care of me heals my heart. Thank you for the love. I will do my best. Love you, Jamil. Just by accident you came in here, Chameli. But of course, I have a sweet spot for you because everything is possible. I have transformed pumpkins and coconuts and even stones. So I don't give up, but I'm also reminded this is not a kindergarten. That's the dilemma. I want people to do their part. You cannot put it on anybody. You have to start walking yourself. And you've been around now for a year or two, and it's been such a drag because you don't want to help yourself. And you get annoyed when people want to help you. And I even said, sit up. You're looking like you are 90 years old, just laying there. What is that? In satsang is not to go to sleep, is to be alert, to get more conscious. But when people tell it to you, you get annoyed, you get angry. How can it work then? You are resisting your own, and many people have that. I'm not only talking to you. You have to look at yourself if you have this. You get angry, your ego gets hurt when people want to help you. I'm here only to help you. And you get annoyed, you get hurt. You are blaming the other, that person who told me, it was so insensitive, telling me that it would be good to do that. Because you are blind, you cannot see. So we are trying to help you. I know it's hard, it's very hard. It's hard even for people who has gone through a lot. That's how it is. It's hard to grow. But you have to do your own thing. You have to start melting. You have to start understanding. From the very beginning, I took care of you. But even for the master, it comes to a point where he's not interested anymore because you are not doing your part. I'm giving my love, my awareness, my attention to everyone who's coming, especially in the beginning, trying to help you, trying to make you feel at home, loved, because I know love is the healer. But if you cannot receive that, if not, you are not ready for that, if you are still so dense, so protected, then you have to work hard on yourself. If that's what you want, so you can be available for the master, for love, for truth. That's why I say to many people, maybe you need private therapy, childhood trauma specialist to go through something. Maybe you need something one-on-one so you start understanding. Family constellation, primal therapy. Whatever it is, you have to see. Satsang is not kindergarten. So it is difficult when people come in who is in kindergarten. You have to understand my side also. I want to help you. But you haven't done your homework. This advanced class, I'm dealing with all kinds of people, with beginners and with people who is fine. They are in tune with me. So you have to be true to yourself. Where are you? Where is it you? What is your obstacles? What is your obstacles between you and truth, you and life, you and love? Love is there. Truth is there. The master is there. What is it that is between? That's what you have to face. But I'm happy, Jameli, because you needed it and you saw it. You were happy. You know, something in you know that you needed a bucket of ice water. Of course you do. Because you are asleep. So that is a good sign that you can say, thank you, Master. It was painful, it was hurtful, but I needed that. And you've been begging me to do anything for a year now. Slap me, shake me, do anything. But I cannot do that before you are ready. Otherwise, you will shut down. The ego will shut down because it's too painful to face yourself. So very good, Jamel. I remember, I known you since you were little. I was carrying you around when you were 4 or 5 years old and we were eating quite a bit of ice cream together. And I don't know what went wrong in these years in between, but something went wrong, and that's how it is. Many times, no? When you lose your innocence and you are only with heady people, traumas, confusion, no direction. You are by my side and you want me to be happy. Of course, I want everybody to be happy. You have to be responsible for your own sadness and pain and traumas. Please, please, can you point me to something? What you feel about me? What you see inside of me? What you see about me? It doesn't matter how it hurts, tell me the truth. What do you feel? What do you see about yourself? Again, it won't help if I'm telling you. I can see. But I want you to see. I'm here to give you that intelligence, that clarity, that you can start seeing. Only then will you know. Because then I know. I cannot tell anybody. That's why I don't tell you. Why should I tell you how you feel? That is not nice. That is what you do all the time in your relationship. Are you telling people how they feel? No, I want you to take notice how you feel. Become more sensitive. Become more open. Become more real. How do I feel? Who am I? What do I see about myself? What is my obstacles? What is my so-called problems? What is my pain? What is my barriers? What is holding me back? This is what you have to look at. Because then you will see it. And when you see it, then you can deal with it. Otherwise, you will always put it on someone else. I want to see the truth. Truth will come when you are ready, because truth is there. But if it's too many clouds of ideas and illusions and mine, truth is too powerful. It will make you blind. One Sufi master said that enlightenment is not for the weak. It's strong stuff. Welcome to satsang. It will blow you away. So, the less it is of you, the easier it is. The more it is of you that you are protecting, the more difficult it is. Because more to be blown away. If you are not there at all, then who cares? Who is this you that gets blown away? You coming into the lion's cage, I will eat you. You can tell, I want and what, but look. The ego always looks for ways to be acknowledged, not to be patted on the head. Look at me, how nice I am. Look, how nice I am, how beautiful I am. Nobody see my beauty, no? How loving I am. Maitri, you know that? Look. Me. It's hard to come back to reality when you've been far away. You are here because I care for you. I love you. I want to wake you up. I want to make you fly. But if you are so full of shit that is so valuable to you, how can you fly? Then, like Buddha said, roll around in your seat a bit more, suffer a bit more. Become a little more sensitive so your nose works. Maybe you come to that one day. I don't want to suffer anymore. I want to be free. That's what Buddha said. Life is suffering. Life is not suffering. I will go against him. Yes, but life is suffering for 90% of human population. That's what he meant. Life is suffering. Your life is suffering. Why? Because you are living in slavery of your mind, of your story. But, he said, there is a way out. Come, follow me. That is what the master is there for. You living in suffering, you living as a slave of your ego, of your past. But there is a way out. Come. That's what Jesus said also, come, follow me. That's what Osho said also, surrender to me, he said in the beginning, and I will do the rest. But what ego can surrender? Impossible. You have to be worthy of surrendering. It's not for the weak, it's just the opposite. It's for those who comes to a certain understanding. Don't worry, Chameli, we will be on the right track now. Just get more out of the way. There is a possibility for us to have ice cream again. Don't worry. But listen to more to the people who knows and will try to help you. And you have to do an effort. You have to do an effort.
Bekande, bekande, bekande,
Rumi says, your task is not to seek for love, but to merely seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you have built against it. It's an old story. Kabir says, the reality within, friends, let me tell you about my master. Such is the friend, the ultimate friend I have found. He lets me drink from his cup as much as I want. And his cup is always full. Such is the favor he did me. He lifted the veil from my eyes, and I fell in love with what I saw. Such is the place he took me to, where everything became real, clear. And I heard the unplayed music. ups and downs come and go. As your dislikes, they come and go. But nothing disturbs the inner realm. When you reach this place, there is no more fear. This is the master's realm. Even death dare not enter. My beloved, I just have to thank you. You are really my guru, the remover of darkness. You give me the light. I'm going through a very, very challenging process in my personal life. And that has brought up intense experiences of fear and sadness. I have been totally overwhelmed by all this. But coming here, sitting at your feet, listening to your voice, watching you drink tea, is bringing me back to myself again, healing me. I trust you totally with my body, mind, heart, and soul. And I now know, and I am overwhelmed with gratitude. Thank you, beloved Master, Malika. That's why I say again and again, it's very difficult to go through this alone in your so-called private world. But coming to satsang, you're coming back to that place that is undisturbed, that you can see, that you can remember yourself, your true self, not your story. Not all your intense experiences, your sadness, your fears, your hurt, your disappointments in life, in self, itself. You are coming back. I see that again and again. People come, they are totally crushed by life. Whatever is happening, and then you come back, you remember that in reality everything is fine. Beloved Babaji, what I thought was important is no longer important. What I thought was part of me is no longer part of me. Which, with each loss, I get closer to myself. Then emptiness became to become a part of me. The lack of need to want or to be something, a feeling of lightness, and more, I can rest in myself. Thank you, thank you, thank you, my beloved, with love and gratitude, Mas. You see, Mas, that's it. Going from so much, less and less and less, more and more light, so and so heavy, more and more opening. More and more lightness. Miracles are happening. Thank you, Math. More poetry will come now. Mars is one of my poets. Very good, your hair, Mars. You have to escape to Norway sometimes, you know, because it's so cold in Brazil now. They send me photos now, they're sitting with woolen sweat on. There's a fire in the back and blanket over, and they're watching something like that. And we're like, oh. Ay, ay, ay. Focus on the rain. Focus on your breath. Focus on your heart. Focus on spaciousness, a lightness of being. Allow yourself to relax. You are more than your story. You are more than your inner child. Your inner bitch. Your inner angel. You are much, much, much more. You are. Be that and relax. Be happy. I am, for I am. I am that.